go. Folks, there are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny Casery. Johnny, where's the action, man?
Follows me, baby. It's nice to be back in Los Angeles. You know, it's great to get away from the real world every few weeks and come to Hollywood, where people think Karl Rove is a second lead on Who's the Boss. And the big story is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's illegitimate kid, or as I like to call him, the Omen.
Yeah.
Mark, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Do I look clean to you?
Yeah, I suppose you do. I mean, what do you mean, Johnny?
Do I smell good?
I guess. I don't know. Is that cologne, or did you just fill the tank on your rental car?
So you would say I look fresh scrubbed.
Yeah, all right, sure. Why, scrubbed? Yeah, scrubbed.
Because I just took the bath of a lifetime on Karl Rove.
All right, how much?
I had Rove 100-1 for an indictment, and he walks free and clear. I thought it was a lie.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it this way. When O.J. heard the news, even he said, I don't believe it.
Right.
The bad news is Rove walked. The good news is Patrick Fitzgerald's family won't suddenly disappear from a cruise ship in the middle of the night.
So, I mean, what do you think happened, Johnny? Do you think Rove cooperated with the prosecution to get immunity, or what?
You're reading my mind, baby. I'm giving him 50-1 on it.
Uh-huh.
My guess is there was more singing going on in that room than the last season of American Idol.
Yeah.
That Pillsbury dough bitch probably ratted out anyone and everyone, up to and including his wife and the guy who gets his coffee from at Starbucks.
Wait a minute, Johnny. Did you just call Karl Rove a Pillsbury dough bitch?
I might have.
I'll definitely take a piece of that action, my friend, for $5.
Take the gun out of my back. You're robbing me.
Hey, what'd you think of George Bush's trip to Iraq yesterday?
I'm glad I didn't have any action on that, because Bush visiting Iraq is a long shot no one would have taken.
Uh-huh.
He kept that trip quieter than the horizontal two-step he's doing with Condoleezza Rice.
Whoa.
That trip was the second time Bush decided to invade Iraq without telling anyone.
Yeah.
Of course, he was only there 5 hours, just long enough to visit the Halliburton money he's getting kicked back to him.
Exactly. Speaking of war crimes, what's your line on Gitmo?
Don't ask. The Bush administration struck another blow in the war against terror by waiting for three guys to kill themselves at Guantanamo. And that plan worked like a charm. I had a triple suicide going off at 200-1, and no one was interested.
Wow. I wish I'd taken that bet.
Lots of prisoners left, Mark. That bet got less action than Ann Coulter in a New York firehouse.
So, wait, speaking of her, what do you think about the comment she made, Johnny?
Like most people, I call Coulter the C-word. That psychotic hag has been whoring herself out for years.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not for the GOP, it's to sell those idiotic books she pulls out of her ass every other month.
Yep.
No one was buying her latest book. She was one step away from putting down a blanket and selling it on the sidewalk until she boosted her sales by slandering a bunch of widows.
Wow.
Ann Coulter's in the 14th minute of her 15 minutes of fame. 50-1, by this time next year, she'll look like Johnny Winter, and she won't be writing happy endings. She'll be giving them, baby, in a dirty little room on Sunset Boulevard in between crack binges.
Oh, that sounds perfect. I'll take that for 100.
You are covered.
Hey, Johnny, you mentioned Bush and Condi. I mean, what kind of action do you have on the rumors of that really going down, that affair?
That one even surprised me. I thought the president was a eunuch.
Yeah, me too.
You know, a beady-eyed, brain-dead eunuch.
Yep.
Now it turns out he's playing hide the weapon of mass destruction with Condi. He taps our phones, he taps our computers, now he's tapping Condi.
Yeah.
Is there anything this guy won't tap?
Wait, so you think this affair is really happening?
No, of course not. Laura Bush and her staff just moved into the Mayflower Hotel because she likes room service. Supposedly, Bush gave the White House staff some new orders. If the Lincoln bedroom is rocking, don't come knocking. I'm giving even money that Bush is illegally invading Condi with no plans for an early withdrawal.
Man. All right. Put me down for a grand.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, man. So, Johnny, you always have some project going on. Is there anything you want to plug while you're out here?
Thank you. You read that perfectly. As a matter of fact, I do. I have something I'd like to mention to all my incredible fans out
mm-hmm.
there. Due to overwhelming demand, I'm in the process of putting together a Johnny K Street website. This will feature my lines on the biggest news stories of the day, interviews, gambling tips, and a feature I call K Street Confidential, a look inside the private life of Johnny K for the first time.
Mm.
But the big news is, Mark, for the first time ever, I'm going to start taking some Hollywood action, baby.
Uh-huh.
Bets on the box office, celebrities, TV, and the movies, you name it. This is the hottest thing in internet gaming right now, and who knows gaming better than Johnny K?
Yeah.
I'm currently talking to several sponsors
mm-hmm.
about my website. Spots are going fast, but there's still time to get on board. So if there's any sponsors out there want to link up and become part of the Johnny K experience online, email me at johnnykstreet@hotmail.com. And one more thing, Mark,
uh-huh.
before I go.
Yeah.
I'd just like to announce that I'll be premiering my new Tinseltown action Johnny Kay's Hollywood Walk of Game, working title, for the first time right here on your show during my next appearance.
Great.
That's what's going down on K Street, baby.
All right.
I got Scarlett Johansson waiting in the car. You know, but, cute kid, but between you and me, a little clingy. I'm out of here.
All right. We'll see you later there, Johnny. Thanks for stopping by.